Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gary Rajcik. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Dickie Thon. Batting second, the center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third, the first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Kiko Garcia. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Terry Poll. Batting eighth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Nolan Ryan. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. Two outs. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields the ball and throws to Falcone covering. Safe. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Poll. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Poll steals second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a pop-up towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0 for 1 in the game. Thon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak is 0 for 1 in the game. Ratajczak hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thon fields it and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to third. Backman moves to second. Two outs. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0 for 1 in the game. Falcone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman is walked intentionally. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 0-for-2 in the game. Rajcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Poll hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rajcik, who is chasing the ball. Poll reaches third base with a triple. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Backman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardenhire is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0-for-2 in the game. Thon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to third. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Baylor steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Foster moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Gary Rachsek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rachsek is 0-for-3 in the game. Rachsek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Swan now pitching. Craig Reynolds pinch hits for Kiko Garcia. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Poll strikes out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2. And the Astros won. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Reynolds now playing shortstop. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz who is chasing the ball. Stearns reaches third base with a triple. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stearns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Hubie Brooks now playing third base. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Denny Walling pinch hits for Nolan Rhea. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0 for 3 in the game. Thon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Thon reaches second base with a double. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Ratchsick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kingman bunts towards third. Thon fields it and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. Two outs. Gary Ratchsick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratchsick is 0 for 4 in the game. Ratchsick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pohl. Ratchsick reaches second base with a double. Foster scores. It's 4-1, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ratchsick scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing left field. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 3 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Cruz moves to third. Garner moves to second. Neil Allen now pitching. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pohl hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Mets, 5, Astros, 5. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap pinch hits for Dave Smith. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Thon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Frank LaCourt now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Garner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-4 in the game. Ashby strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pittman pinch hits for Frank LaCourt. Joe Pittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittman strikes out. Stearns drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pittman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stearns moves to third. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer is walked intentionally. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ashby juggles the ball. That's an error on Ashby. Stearns scores. Verizer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Mets. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Thon hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Loke's pinch runs for Ray Knight. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.